Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and also those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And joining us tonight, as he does normally every night at this time, it's none other than the professor of politics himself, and that would be the one and only Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yes, and I don't think you're quite in the frozen tundra. Okay, thanks, boys and girls. All right, it's 60. Thanks, boys and girls. Okay, it's 67 degrees here and clear skies going up again to the low 80s. Been just a beautiful week for weather. That's going to stay that way for a few more days, looks like. But Richard told us it was 31 degrees, and all I can think is, he says to me, well, you saw the message, right? What did he say? Have you got room for us?
Yeah, that's right. You got room for us down in Florida?
Sure. Sure. I got a front yard. I got a backyard. I got a big old cypress tree for shade. Yep, you betcha. Bring the tent.
That's right.
All right, what's the temperature you're at?
Well, we got 45 degrees right now, and we're a little chilly today, but hopefully I think we'll be warming up by the weekend, I think.
45 degrees in California. I always think of you as being warmer than me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this time of year, it's kind of gone back to normal of what it would normally be like. We had a few days of that really hot weather, but it's cooled off a little bit.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And a lot of people, sometimes when I say that, they go, really? Because, yeah, really. Go look at all the references to God in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that. All right. Now, Russia has fired over 160 missiles into the Ukraine. We now know officially from the Ukraine government that 137 of their soldiers have been killed. And we also know that this is going to go up because of the fact that we have the tanks now. The Russian tanks are sitting right on the outside of Kyiv, the capital, and they're getting ready to come in. They haven't come in yet, but you know when they come in, there'll be people that will pop out and start shooting at them and whatnot, probably fire the missiles that they've got, and the casualties will definitely go up.
Yes, that's, I think, an unfortunate fact that we can predict. But, of course, Captain, we're also going to see, I think, a lot of bravery on the part of the Ukrainian forces. It's just a very, very sad thing to behold as the world watches this kind of thing happen after almost, what is it now, some 70 or more years of not having this happen in Europe. But here we go.
And there are tanks that are already in different areas of the Ukraine right now. So far, they haven't done a lot of stuff. But when they start moving, it'll get people's attentions attracted, sure, I believe. And then you'll see some activity where they will start to shoot at them and fire the missiles they've got and all that sort of stuff. We'll see what happens. And by the way, I saw a helicopter yesterday, the pieces of a helicopter laying on the ground that these people had shot down. I heard them say that they'd shot down 5 helicopters.
Very interesting. Yes. Well, you know, there's been some formidable battles, evidently, that have gone on. The question, of course, is, you know, the Ukrainian forces are mm-hmm. very small compared to the Russian forces, obviously, and they have to deal with a lot of these incursions and invasion, basically, mm-hmm. across the country. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is for Putin to make sure that he's stretching their forces very thin, the Ukrainians, that is.
All right, let me go to the phone line real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Edward from Tampa. You know me from the Michigan.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
There's a story that my son is a Navy contractor over at Kyiv. There's a story coming out of Ukraine called the Ghost of Kyiv. And this is a Ukrainian MiG-29 pilot who was already in our short little war, downed 6 Russian aircraft. And has become the so-called Ghost of Kyiv. And it's unconfirmed now, so, you know, but that's the story coming out of Kyiv or Ukraine that there is a
crazy. All right. Well, it sounds good. I'll see if I can check on it during the break. Thanks very much for the call, Ed.
Get you later.
All right. Take care. Okay. We'll see if we can track that down, Kyle. And, folks, you hang on, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, Kyle, I will take it away. Thank you very much. In this portion of the program, brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Now, lots of things are on special, but this week he's pushing, in particular, the towels that he's got. And you can save some more money on them. And you might find a couple of other things over there. But if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and if you look at the Radio Listener Specials page, that's the page to go on, and that's where he has all his different items for sale there that he marks down. You go over there, you take a look, then you'll find out what it is that you can save money on. Now, you'll always need a promo code, and that promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple. The promo code will be Captain. Now, if you want to speak to a live person, you can do that too, because the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5-9, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Check it out today. See what you got. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, you just checked on that during the break. Tell us what you found out.
Oh, that's right, Captain. We appreciate what Edward was calling about. And there is something trending on Twitter which talks about somebody known as the Ghost of Kiev, or the Ghost of Kiev, depending on the pronunciation, insofar as that he flies a MiG-29 Fulcrum, as it's known, and that he's been able to shoot down some six Russian aircraft. But so far as we know, this is the Twitter posts are what we have, and there's a short video showing what appears to be a MiG-29 Fulcrum flying above some what appears to be a block of flats, basically a block of apartments with a gray sky in the background. So we don't know for sure if this person actually exists, but these are what the reports are. But certainly, Captain, we know that the Ukrainian military is saying that they've shot down, I think, a few Russian jets already. But so far, hopefully we'll get more information on who the ghost of Kiev might be.
Well, yesterday it was five helicopters had been shot down. Yesterday.
Right.
Okay, so who knows? Now, in addition, here's a couple of other add-on stories here for what's going on over there. Some more U.S. troops, F-35s and Apaches, have been sent to the Baltics to counter the Russian army. Now we're talking about Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. There's not a lot of them that went over there. I believe it was seven F-35s and a few hundred troops went over there to do whatever it is they're going to do. They're not going to get into battle or anything like that, so don't start thinking that way, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I think part of what this is to shore up defenses. I wouldn't be surprised, Captain, if we'd see a lot more heading into that region. But certainly everything would be predicated on the idea of what is Vladimir Putin going to do next with the military.
Wow.
Is he going to go further? Is he going to set his sights on the Baltics? If he does, those are NATO states.
Yeah.
The whole game is different now.
Yeah, 7,000 troops are going into Germany to replenish the ones they took out of there. Now, here's something else that happened yesterday. This is going to make life very interesting over in the area, the region. Poland, the U.S. fast-tracked the sale of some $6 billion worth of Abrams tanks to Poland. Now, they were sitting on this for a while, and the top Republicans, Mike Rogers, Mike Turner, and Lisa McClain said, hey, get off your dump and do something. They can use these tanks right now. And I'll tell you what, the Abrams main battle tank is something to be to run away from. It is a formidable piece of equipment.
It certainly is, and a lot of that, Captain, goes into trying to make somebody like Vladimir Putin have a different calculus as about to how successful he might be if he were ever to wage a campaign that would involve something like Poland, for example. So we're getting into that groove again, it would seem, of trying to make sure that there's a deterrent to make him think twice. And I think back, Captain, back to the days of the Cold War, when they were looking very seriously at what would a Soviet invasion of Western Europe look like, and of course the notion that there would be a vast area of Eastern Europe that would be the tank battleground.
Right.
It may be a little different today because of the state of affairs for Russia and so forth. It's not the Soviet Union anymore. But either way, it would be a conflagration. That's for sure. If
all
like that were
to all you got to do is go back to World War II and study the Nazis and study Rommel and his tanks and what he did when he came roaring up through there.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the question on everybody's mind, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but the question on everyone's mind is, what happens if he goes further, if Putin goes further, that is, does it bring up the specter of any kind of nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
We don't know the answer to that yet.
Well, they have. We heard again from one of the generals on Fox that they do have, in the theater, they do have tactical nuclear weapons. These are the small weapons. Sometimes they're referred to as suitcase nukes, and they could bring them out and use them at any time if they felt they were threatened, because it would be used in a smaller area, not a larger area. Okay, let's go over here to the phone line, because we got Mr. Mike, the honorable Mr. Mike, the assistant wannabe could be mayor of Clearwater. Hello there, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, it's really sad what's happened, because, you know, they could have done something to prevent this, right? Like, you know, back when he annexed Crimea, I guess nobody saw the writing on the wall. He's been quoted as saying that one of the most awful days, or I'm paraphrasing, but one of the most awful day was when the Iron Curtain came down. So, you know, I think that for at least the better part of 20 years, he's been slowly plotting on how he's going to
30.
You know, bring it back.
30
years.
Soviet
Union.
30 years.
Right. And we handed him a golden opportunity because when we, quote-unquote, supposedly elected Biden, that was the perfect opportunity. He knows Biden is weak. This would have never happened under President Trump. You know, he annexed Crimea under Obama, and now he's going to start World War III under Biden. And the president said, oh, well, you know, we're going to do these sanctions, and it's going to really hurt him. No, he's made contingencies. He's hidden money. He's got the Russian oligarchs that are helping him hide his money. He has access to his money. So these sanctions don't do a damn thing. And, Kyle, what do you think? Thank you so much.
Kyle, let me say something first here. Did you think it was rather interesting that Putin did this in the Ukraine after all the trouble they had with Hunter Biden and Ukraine and the hundreds of millions and perhaps even $1 billion worth of money that was siphoned out of that area?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
So don't you think that there may be something else going on here, that maybe Putin is reaching out to try to get the records that we know still exist that are there in country?
Well, that would not escape his gaze.
No.
That's for sure. He would want to survey everything that he can because he wants to get the goods for whatever they are on something.
He would own, if you think he owns Biden now, he would own Biden, Hunter, Joe, Jill, all of them.
Yes, this is a very significant problem. There's no doubt about that. And I appreciate what Mike was talking about too, that they really are bookends. You've got the Obama years and now you got the Biden years. And in between that, you didn't have this problem, because Putin decided to do it to Obama and now to Biden. But also at the same time, of course, he does have money and he's going to have a lot more money because of the price of oil and these kinds of things. What we need to do, and we need to do right now, is to stop the ability for Vladimir Putin's Russia to make all kinds of money off of energy and oil. If we did that, that would be one of the biggest things we can do outside of sending troops and this kind of stuff, because we would start to really dilute that. I don't know, and see, this is where leadership comes in. Biden is not going to do that, I'm afraid.
All right, hold that thought. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about this Ukrainian president who's standing up tall and loud and proud. I think he wants to be a martyr. That's what it kind of is looking like to me. We'll see what you think when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities in Ukraine are being bombarded as Russia continues invading. Ukrainian President Zelensky has ordered a full military mobilization in response to the invasion. President Biden has announced tougher sanctions on Russia, saying of President Putin,
"This was never about a genuine security concerns on their part. It was always about naked aggression, about Putin's desire for empire by any means necessary."
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Dolly Singh says the sanctions placed on Russia are probably the strongest ever imposed. But there are carve-outs, including trying to keep Russian oil on the market to prevent gas price spikes.
Russia depends on those revenues just as much as the world needs its energy. But we're not going to do anything which causes an unintended disruption to the flow of energy as the global economic recovery is still underway.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it, and thanks very much for tuning in, everybody. And, of course, we are talking a lot right now about the Ukraine and things going on there. There has been some developments tonight. The Russian troops are within 20 miles of the center of the capital city of Kyiv. Now, this is significant because the tanks are sitting there. They are just merely sitting there. And when they come rolling in, they may or may not come in guns a-blazing. Depends on what they're met with. But I just don't think for some reason that they're going to drive into the capital. I think they're going to try to starve them out. I think that's my thought. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I use, and I have been using it for over 7 years now. Simply put, it works for me. And what it does for me is I have inflammation and swelling in my left leg and foot and ankle. And by taking this on a regular basis, which I do every day, at least twice a day, it keeps that swelling down and keeps my leg pretty much under control. Now, once in a while, it'll get really irritated, and I'll have to take a third packet. And when I do, that's fine because it'll work. But if it takes three packets to do what needs to be done, then I take the three packets. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start. You try it and see what it does for you. And if it doesn't work, you're only out $20 and you don't worry about it anymore. But if it works, then you'll get it shipped to you automatically. Now, no clubs to join, none of that sort of stuff. So there's no add-on charges or anything like that. It's prorated to what it would cost for a month for you to get it. So there you go. Now, don't forget, also, it is drug-free. All natural products are in there. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is stuff that is actually good for you. So for once, you're taking something that's good for you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I was sitting here thinking, and I don't know who's tripping over who, whether it's Biden falling all over Kamala, trying to get some things said, or whether it's Kamala out there falling all over Biden, trying to get some things said, because they contradicted each other yesterday talking about the same subject. Did you hear?
What was that?
Well, Biden says no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. He said that in his press conference yesterday.
Right, right. Yeah, I recall that. Yep.
And 2 days prior to that, Harris said the sanctions will absolutely deter Putin from invading.
Well, yeah, they got to get their story straight, I guess. I think that when Biden said that, I think he was doing a lot of explaining in that press conference. And the old adage of when you're explaining, you're losing. I think it was much more adversarial, for lack of a better term, between him and many of the press yesterday. Because I don't, they're not buying a lot of this stuff about the sanctions and this and all. There are more severe sanctions now, this kind of thing. But something else the president said, Captain, was very, very noticeable. And that was when he said, well, come back in a month. Let's have this conversation in a month and see if these sanctions are working. I heard that and my jaw dropped. I can't believe the president of the United States would, on an ongoing hot war, an invasion is happening at this moment. Well, let's see what happens in 30 days. That's just, I can't believe that.
Well, Jen Psaki added some more fire to everything that she seems to be able to do. She said that Biden's sanctions strategy has worked on Russia because before Putin invaded, the White House said the threat of its sanctions were meant to deter his invasion. Is that why he sat there for the last month or two and planned this whole thing?
No, he wasn't doing that because of sanctions.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. He was using that. He has a calculus, like we've been talking about on the program here. He has plan on this.
Yeah.
And now we're chasing him as opposed to trying to get ahead of the plan.
And she even claimed that the sanctions had worked, as I just observed. But boy, what earth-shattering consistency the two of them have there. And how does anybody look at that and feel comfortable with who we have in those offices? How do they when they're contradicting each other?
Well, of course. This is getting worse. And not only is Vladimir Putin soaking all this up, but so is President Xi over in China. And so is any other adversary. And this is not fun to say. It's not something that you relish or you smile about. This is very, very serious stuff. And unfortunately, because of this kind of thing, we could be going into a much more chaotic time. And already people are dying in this war. And we've got to find something that is effective.
And then do you know who ran cover for Biden after all this was done?
Who's that?
CBS News reporter Margaret Brennan.
Oh, yeah?
She said, I thought that it was so interesting when President Biden said no one expected sanctions to prevent anything. Actually, that's exactly what his foreign policy team has said again and again and again, and it's what his Secretary of State said to me on Sunday on the television.
Right. Well,
what a bunch of dopes.
Well, exactly. Between a lot of the folks in the media trying to prop up Biden and all these different things, because we hear sanctions. We understand they have to deal with Russian banks and these kinds of things, but also there's a lot of criticism that Vladimir Putin doesn't seem to be the actual target of these sanctions. In other words, we hear talk, too, about why not have, want to have a really severe sanctions? We'll throw everything in the kitchen sink at him at the same time. Otherwise, you can't simply just ramp them up from a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, because it doesn't seem to affect Vladimir Putin.
And then I'll bet you didn't hear about little old AOC.
What was that?
See, I told you didn't hear about it. Okay, well, little old AOC. Let's see here. Let me find this. Here we go. Let's get this going, because this kind of makes the segment here. See if I can get this to play. All right, well, enough of that. That's not exactly what I wanted. You know what I was trying to play, but I can't find it right now. Figures, yeah, when you want to find something, you can't find it. I'll find it during the break. Well, AOC, as was reported yesterday, two members of the so-called squad, namely Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, and Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri, have made it clear in recent weeks that they are going to keep things going, like defunding the police, combating climate change, and embracing other socialist policies front and center going into the 2022 midterms, despite the fact that polls show that the top voter concerns are not that. They are instead crime, education, the economy, and the price of gasoline.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, I know that AOC was talking about the sanctions. I think another squad member was talking about the fact that the sanctions should not actually do anything to the quote Russian people, wanted them to be some other configured in some way that it. And I don't even understand how they thought that would be possible per se, sanctions against Russia. But yeah, you're right. They are. They'll double down on all this stuff. They're, to a great degree, they're true believers, but they are of the same ilk, Captain, as the authoritarians that we see in these different parts of the world now. And they use these particular subjects as ways to dupe the people into giving them more power over your life. I just don't buy that they really are concerned about climate change. I just don't buy it. I think they're using it for a nefarious purpose, basically. And they're not there doing Congress things or government things. They just want a platform.
Okay. Well, because I mentioned AOC, I found it. Here we go. Okay. I found it.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
Because we mentioned AOC, that's AOC's music when we do this, but she's embracing all her the other socialist policies front and center going into the 2022 midterms, despite the fact that the polls show the top voter concerns are not what they're talking about. They don't care. They're going to get what they want. They're going to ruin the Democratic Party. They're going to throw them in the toilet. They're going to do everything that's going to be done to get people to not vote for them. And all I can tell you is, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Hold us out there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming right back here with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on this wonderful Friday morning. By the way, tomorrow I'll be over in Orlando. I'll tell you about that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Tonight you told me that you wait for something new, someone.
in the door and I'm not going back again. Her eyes and arms and skin won't make it go away. You'll wake up tomorrow and wrestle the sorrow that holds you down today. Go on and hold her till the scheme is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
Melissa Etheridge, a little something to warm the night up there, and that's for LJ up there in Michigan, where I think it's going to be a little bit cooler than what she wants to see it. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at snow up there, LJ, so we'll tell you about that in a minute. But let me tell you, there's a winter storm that's going to produce a swath of freezing rain into Friday over the northern middle Atlantic and a swath of heavy snow over upstate New York. By the way, 1 to 2 inches per hour for the next 24 hours. Do the math. Yep, do the math. And then it's going to move into New England. Ice accumulations of a quarter of an inch to half an inch all through there. More than likely over the west central part of Pennsylvania, too, where particularly hazardous travel and localized power outages are likely. Oh, boy, here we go. And just keep in mind, folks, you got to be real careful, especially on black ice. You got to be real careful. Okay, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, we have just a little bit of snow to tell you about, active snow that's going on right now out west. We've got, thankfully, a lot of the alerts and the winter warnings and so forth have dropped off since about 24 hours ago, last time we were talking. But we've got some snow. This is going to be north of Salt Lake City happening right now, going across I-15 as you go up through Ogden, and as you start heading up to a place called Tremonton, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, a little bit south of the border there with Idaho. Idaho Falls, by the way, you've got some haze going on right now and 6 degrees, so be careful up there. Also, cold temperatures up in Montana, Bozeman registering 1 degree right now. But in California, we still have these freeze warnings that are going on. And, Captain, this is going to stretch from about Redding, California, all the way down to Bakersfield. And this also goes over a little bit towards the coast, western California, near the coast, San Jose, Santa Rosa, King City, down through San Luis Obispo. Also, freeze warning out in the Riverside Inland Empire area as well. We've also got some wind warnings up near Laramie, up near Elk Mountain, come across I-80, so be careful if you have a high-profile vehicle there. But other than that, that's what's happening out west right now.
All righty, let me start with the cold temperatures, because North Dakota, South Dakota, the northern part of Michigan, or I'm sorry, Minnesota, northern part of Michigan as well, that's the upper peninsula of Michigan, you're going to have some really cold temperatures, some below zero, some single digits, and some around 8 to 10 degrees with a wind. Ugh, hate that stuff. Now, you've got snow in the southern part of Wisconsin and up along the western shore of Lake Michigan right now. You've got snow in Illinois to include Chicago. You've got snow right down the east side of Iowa. You've got snow across two-thirds of Indiana, two-thirds of Ohio, and most of the lower part of Michigan to include the Detroit area where LJ's at right now. You've got snow across most of Pennsylvania. You've got snow across the western half of New York State. And then up I-81, winter storm warning, all the way from Binghamton to the Canadian line, St. Lawrence River, all the way over into Vermont, into New Hampshire, into Maine, winter storm warning. And this is where this big snow is going to start in, 1 to 2 inches an hour, and it's going to stay that way for a while. So do the math. I don't need to tell you how much snow you're going to get up there, but be ready. If you're going to be out there, your drivers are going to be traveling on the road, make sure you got a little something to take with you. Fill your thermos up. That'd be a good night to maybe, if you don't want to drink coffee, put some soup in there. as well as a couple of sandwiches or thereabouts, because you might need it. Because you never know when you get up there north of Albany going up the Northway when they're going to shut the damn road down, and here you are out in the middle of the road. I've had that happen more than once. And by the way, the New York Thruway tonight, Kyle, from Boston all the way to Syracuse, is going to be an adventure.
Well, that's right. We know they have that big storm coming in, and they could have, what, another 12 inches of snow
at least
in the Boston area?
Yeah, at least.
Right.
At least.
It'll be really falling.
Yep, and then you got rain, freezing rain coming across West Virginia and parts of Maryland, parts of Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of Tennessee. You've got fog tonight again down in the south, the southwestern corner of Georgia. West of I-75, and then right about Tallahassee west all the way over to, let me see, New Orleans, and then you'll run out of the fog there, and it'll be patchy all the way down to the valley down there to Brownsville and McAllen and Harlingen. So that's what we got for weather. You got, I hate to one-up you here all the time, but lately it's kind of been that way. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J's bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every night here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, Captain, we've got some great news tonight because there's a brand-new Pilot Travel Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Woo-hoo!
And it's opening up, and it's on Interstate 25 at exit 215. So if you're coming across I-40 or if you're coming up and down I-25 in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area, be sure to pull off and drive right into the new Pilot Travel Center there. They got 21 fuel lanes. They've also got 69 public parking spaces.
Road trip.
They've got showers. Yeah, they've got Wi-Fi, ATM, truck parking spaces, and diesel mobile fueling as well. So definitely some good news from our friends at Pilot Flying J. And when you drive into any Pilot or Flying J, don't forget to join the driver's club, start earning points on everything that you buy, the fuel, the food, the supplies. Track it with the My Rewards Plus app that you can download from the Apple Store or from Google Play. And you will also get some special offers as well. So that's pilotflyingj.com. Don't hesitate. Head on over there today.
Now, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I will be over at CPAC over in Orlando. Now, tomorrow is the day that Donald Trump will show up to speak later in the day, early evening, as well as Ron DeSantis will be there. He opened the CPAC conference up officially yesterday, welcomed everybody to Florida, but he'll be giving his speech tomorrow, I think during the day. Not sure. I haven't got my schedule in front of me here. I should have. But the former President Donald Trump will be there. Now, if you haven't got your tickets already, I'm sorry. But you can see it. You can see it. It's streaming live, where you say? On Fox Nation.
That's
you
right.
Know that? Yeah. And yeah, you can go to Fox Nation on the computer and watch it for free by typing in the word Fox Nation. Boom, you're there. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks, and maybe you'll see me on TV. Who knows? Folks, we'll be back with more right after these messages coming up. And it is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. A beautiful day down here where I'm at. I certainly hope that you guys and gals will be able to make it a great weekend. I'll see you all after the break.
This is the Captain's America.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.